Good morning again. Today, I'm very sorry because I want to give you a test. I want to know if I'm really understood when I'm preaching. And making this happen, I'm going to ask you a question. If you answer, it means that you understand. If not, it will show the other thing. So the question is, have you ever been invited to the baby shower of the firstborn? If yes, nod your head. If no, shake your head. Have you ever been invited to the baby shower of the firstborn? Yes, some understood. The other maybe no. But I'm asking you this question because this is what Advent means. Now we are celebrating the second week of Advent. If you remember very well, last week the theme was hope. We remember where Jesus was saying, if you face those tribulations, if you are in that danger situations or that hardship of life, please do not hide yourself, but keep your head up because the salvation is at hand. Your salvation is at hand. And we were sent all that Sunday to go and treat all those people who live in the hopeless, to tell them, don't be discouraged, take courage, because Jesus is near, Jesus is to come and to save all of us. No more those tribulations, no more those illness, no more those bad things. We heard today, during this second Sunday, how could we live during the Advent season? I asked you that question, if you have ever been invited to the celebration of the baby shower of the firstborn, because whoever was invited knows how did they contribute to the happiness, to the joy of that family about to receive a baby. What did you do? Because Advent, it means it's Adventus, which means the preparations that we have done or the preparations we did before attending that invitation, before attending that celebration of the baby shower. That all means Adventus or Advent that we are celebrating. For us Christians, Catholic Christians, we are required to examine our lives and know, how are we doing those preparations before Christmas? What are we doing to participate in that joy of receiving the baby Jesus who's coming to save us, who's coming to give us life? The first reading told us how the prophet Baruch told the people of Israel, take off the old vestment, because you can't participate to that joy with the old vestment. And what are the old vestments that Christians today we are wearing? Everyone knows how dirty we are. Maybe I have the vestment of jealousy. I have the vestment of hatred. I have the vestment or those kinds of evils. And those cannot help me, to duly participate to that joy of receiving the baby Jesus. That's why the gospel and the second reading were encouraging us to wear the vestment of righteousness. What are the new clothes that we should wear during this Advent so that we may receive the baby Jesus? Paul, in the letter to the Philippians, he said that I'm very happy. The way you cooperated to the gospel, I'm very happy. Seeing this assembly, seeing this participation at Mass, it makes everyone happy. I'm really very happy that you attend the Mass, that we are celebrating this Mass. But what kind of vestment do we clothe? What kind of clothes do we clothe today in this Mass? He said, I wish all of you, would be wearing the vestment of righteousness. This is the vestment of love. This is the vestment of kindness. This is the vestment of peace. This is the vestment of patience. This is the vestment that we should be wearing. And that would be the great gift, the greatest of the presents that we should bring to Jesus. Not those pampers that we take for baby showers, not all those baby clothes that we take, not other thing. Jesus wants us to take that, to give him, to participate in his baby shower by giving that, wearing that cloth of justice, that cloth of love, that cloth of peace, that cloth of kindness, that what we are required to give to baby Jesus in order to make him happy. We had in the gospel where John the Baptist was saying, he was just repeating what the prophet Isaiah said. Try to make law all those hills. Try to make law all those valleys. We know what we carry inside our hearts. Those hills of hatred, we have those. Those hills of anger, those hills of vengeance, those hills of every kind of evil symbolize those hills that are in our hearts. And we are called to make those law, to make straight the paths of the Lord, so that Jesus may find us worthy to welcome him. This is what we are celebrating in this Advent season. And one of the greatest acts that we are called to perform during this Advent is try our best and bring people closer to Jesus. That's how we will be able to celebrate the Christmas. How many people will have brought to Jesus? Bring closer all those people to Jesus. Those are my housemates. Let's say my housemate. If I avoid that anger, the quick anger, if I avoid those arguments at home, if I become obedient to my parents, if I become very kind with my workmate, my classmate, this is the way of bringing people closer to Jesus, which means no one would say, I am not able, I don't have anything to do. We are all called through our diverse job or situations where we are living or working, everyone has that mission to do what he could in order to bring people closer to Jesus. This is the greatest act that we would perform during this Advent season. May God help us all to know our hills, to know our valleys in our hearts, and may God give us the strength to make all those law, to make straight his paths. Amen.